Hello.
Hi, this is Jada with Emergency Roadside. I was calling for Miss Owens.
I'm sorry, you're with who, huh?
Yes, Emergency Roadside. I was calling for Mr. Marshawn Owens.
Yes, I'm speaking.
Yes, ma'am. I was just letting you know that I was the one that was currently working on your ticket. I do see that we were trying to get a provider dispatched out to you, but the provider canceled or rejected the call. And so what I'm gonna do now is just go ahead and see if we can get somebody else out there for you. I was just calling you back to give you an update and just to validate some things really quick. It is for a Hyundai. This says a Hyundai
A
Sonata. Is this what? Okay, so this is spelled really wrong. So it's a Hyundai Sonata.
Sonata,
Okay, give me one second. I'm gonna... And then we do see your coverage amount is for $45. You're just doing a jump start, correct?
Yeah, I have to pay
Okay.
out of pocket.
No. Your coverage amount is $45. So if there's any out-of-pocket payments, then we'll give you a call back to let you know that. But as of right now, your insurance should be able to cover it. I have you located at 4901 South Drexel Boulevard, zip code 60615.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it says that the car is located a couple apartments down from the residence. Is there like an address where that vehicle is located, or is it a different apartment number or building number? Excuse me.
I'm inside. It's just for now. I don't know. 'Cause it's right. Like if I'm 4901, it's right on the next, right there on the next street. As soon as you cross the street, so I don't know what that would be. 49. I don't know that address.
Okay, give me one second. Let me see if I can
I'm
find
sorry,
out.
but it's right there though.
Yeah, you're okay. We just have to make sure we have it pretty much put in correctly for the driver. So that's pretty much just all we're asking. Okay, is that okay? Is that Wilmington Apartments?
I don't even know these apartments. Yeah, that's my apartment is
Yeah,
Wilmington.
Wilmington. Okay, so you did say okay, so you're at Wilmington, and
Thank you. We're all grateful
get
for all
off
the
of my
prayers.
screen like this. Okay, and so it's across the way from.
Yeah, so if I'm at Wilmington, this would be like a stop sign, and then it should be in the next street.
Okay, so are you referring to East 49th Street?
Yep.
Okay, East 49th Street. Okay. Croatan Ethnic Institute. What is that?
And Nancy Pelosi showed that you could have that work-life balance even in the highest levels of government, even with all of the travel that involves. And so I think the inspirational quality of Nancy Pelosi's leadership for little girls and young women around the world should never, ever be underestimated. And it'll go down in history regardless how many people dislike her. And the reason
Okay, there we go.
on the right
All
campus,
right, so.
she's the fastest
Okay,
human.
so I take it this is the front of your building because this is South of Drexel. Okay, so when you get to the end of your street at the corner, are you referring? You said to go across the way. So
Don't
it's.
go across. It's straight on. Stay on the same side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the same side, but I don't know what that same side address is.
Okay, so then I think. Okay, so it looks like a red building, or it's a Croatan Ethnic Institute across the street from you.
Is it a gated building? I don't know. It's something like that.
It's
Yeah, that's
gated.
it.
Okay. So then we'll use this address.
Because my car is right in front of that gated building. It's like
Okay.
a commissary type, schools type looking thing.
Across
Yeah, that's it.
Ethnic Institute. So I
Thanks.
got
Yeah,
the address
we
for
know that was
that.
the Institute. Okay.
You're okay. You're okay. So I'm just fixing the ticket for you. That's all. That's why I called to try and make sure we
Okay.
get everything. Yeah, this is just moving slow. Do.
Well, and she was part of the Lilly Ledbetter Fair. Yeah, to restore for women. And the other thing about her, she also showed us what a leader is during the January 6th insurrection when she called Vice President Pence to make sure everyone was staying safe. She didn't just call Democrats, she called a Republican. Watch. Mr. Vice President?
Okay. All right, so I got this put in for you and we got everything corrected. So let me go ahead and call a provider and see if we can get somebody out there for you. Again, just and give me about 10, 15 minutes, and you'll either get that text message or a call back.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.